Okay, thank you. Today's message is very challenging because this is what God desires from us. God's plan for us is not just to bring us every Sunday morning in a place like this, here or any other church, to fill you up and see you every week getting spiritually fat. God wants you to spend your energy in something. Once you are fed here, go out and do something to change the world. Can I hear amen? Because actually God chose us to move circumstances, to change situations, actually to change the world. Friends, let me tell you, if we have a Bible today, if you can say we are Christians today, it's because Jesus prepared 12 guys, and these 12 guys, they put the world upside down. And it's been a long time that Jesus did it. But the gospel is still changing people's lives. The word of God is still moving. Jesus' word is still healing people, still saving people. Every Sunday morning, around the world, can you imagine how big is our family? If you go to any place in the world, right now, there are lots of churches gathering together, worshiping the same God.
Amen.
But what is the reason to get together every Sunday morning? What is the reason coming on Wednesday nights to learn a little bit more in our Master Life course? What is the reason going to one-to-one discipleship as we do? What is the reason coming to a cell group on Tuesday night or Friday night as we normally do? It's to learn, it's to be fed by God in order to go out and change the world. Amen. God is choosing us to do a great job. Do you know that the angels, they will do anything to do our job? They would like to do this. But God said, no, this is not your mission. Your mission, your guys' mission, is to help them to do my job. And once we have Jesus Christ as a Lord and Savior, we are automatically assigned into His army. We have spoken about being God's army on Wednesday night. And being God's army is actually very important. You must be a good soldier. Amen? Could you tell somebody you are a good soldier? We must use a good weapon, which is the Word of God. Amen? We must tell the truth. We must live God's principles. So, let me talk to you this morning about waking up dry bones. Waking up dry bones. Is that possible?
Yes.
Yeah, God asked the prophet, can these bones live? The prophet said, Lord, you know that. If you want them to live, they can live. If you don't do anything, they will stay there forever. Waking up dry bones tells us about the scriptures that is in Ezekiel 37, verse 1 to 14. verse 1 to 14. Because it's a long passage, we have a video for this reading, okay? Let's follow on the screen, please.
The hand of the Lord came upon me, and brought me out in the spirit of the Lord, and set me down in the midst of the valley, and it was full of bones. Then he caused me to pass by them all around, and behold, there were very many in the open valley, and indeed, they were very dry. And he said to me, Son of man, can these bones prophesy to these bones, and say to them, O dry bones, hear the word of the Lord. Thus says the Lord God to these bones, surely I will cause breath to enter into you, and you shall live. I will put sinews on you, and bring flesh upon you, cover you with skin, and put breath in you. Then you shall know that I am the Lord. So I prophesied as I was commanded. And as I prophesied, there was a noise, and suddenly a rattling, and the bones came together, bone to bone. Indeed, as I looked, the sinews and the flesh came upon them, and the skin covered them over. There was no breath in them. Prophesy to the breath. Prophesy, Son of Man, and say to the breath, Thus says the Lord God, Come from the four winds, O breath, and breathe on these slain, that they may live. So I prophesied as he commanded me, and breath came into them, and they lived. And stood upon their feet, an exceedingly great army.
Son of man, these bones are the whole house of Israel. They indeed say, Our bones are dry, our hope is lost, and we ourselves are cut off. Therefore prophesy, and say to them, Thus says the Lord God, Behold, open your graves and cause you to come up from your graves and bring you into the land of Israel. Then you shall know that I am the Lord when I have opened your graves, O my people, and brought you up from your graves. I will put my spirit in you, and you shall live, and I will place you in your own land. Then you shall know that I, the Lord, have spoken it and performed it.
Amen.
Thank you. God, this is your word. And our plan is to share from your word today, Lord. Don't let us do or say anything that is not in your word. We don't need to improve your word in anything.
Amen.
Because your word is enough to supply our needs. Your word is enough to bless our lives. I just pray right now, Jesus, come. Come and help us to receive power from you, to wake up dry bones, as this is our mission. Just pray in the name of Jesus.
Amen.
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 Amen. Did you enjoy the reading?
Yes.
I love it. God's voice. Nice, isn't it? Wow. God gave this vision to the prophet Ezekiel, where he could see a valley with lots of dry bones. These dry bones were represented the whole nation of Israel, and today is representing the church in general. As the church in general, as you can see in Europe, around the world, a part of some places like, you know, some places in America, Australia, some places in Africa, Brazil, churches very are flourishing, but in other places, churches dying. And it's not very different here in this country, unfortunately. However, God is raising up His people, His army, and we are part of this army. God is rising up a generation of Ezekiel. Amen. God is rising you today as Ezekiel, the prophet. And when God gives you a vision, follow it and do His plan, because it's in your hand the power to bring revival into this land. Amen. Friends, let me tell you something. If you have heard about revival, revival is not shaking bodies. Can be. It's one part, because when the fire of God comes, wow, our body cannot support it, cannot contain it. So our bodies start to shake. Revival is not goosebumps, even though we can feel goosebumps. Revival is not just crying out, even though we can cry out a lot. But the result of revival is reaching out people for His kingdom. If revival doesn't take us into this responsibility of evangelizing, showing Jesus everywhere, showing God's love, sharing His word, what is revival for? Just to bring goosebumps? We can have something else that brings goosebumps. Every time in X Factor results, I feel goosebumps. I cry. I'm very emotional when I see some new artist coming up, you know, from nothing, from nobody becoming somebody. And I feel goosebumps, I cry a lot, I celebrate. But revival is not to, it's not just to bring us goosebumps and tears. Revival is to shake us and to move us towards reaching out people outside. Your neighbor, your friends, your family. So in this passage we can see the great love of God for His people and His desire to restore them, to transform these people for Himself from the valley of dry bones to a really powerful army, a church of His blood, for His glory, to do His plan. Amen?
Amen.
So, having said that, as we just read this passage, we can see some words, key words in this passage. For example, we can see that when we prophesy, when we see dry bones, the first question was, God said, God asked Ezekiel, can these bones live? But the prophet said, not by me. You know, God, if you want it, this can happen. Because for God, everything is possible.
Amen.
Amen. So, because God wants to see revival, because God wants to see His church alive, Because God doesn't want to see people dying and being dried like bones. Because God doesn't want to see him or him like a dry bones valley. He wants to bring revival to this town. Amen. He wants to bring revival to this city. He wants to bring revival to your life. He wants to see people waking up and say, Lord, you are my Lord from now on. I was dying. I was going to hell. But you turned my way. Now I'm going to heaven. Now I'm alive. Now I'm alive. Full of troubles. Because when you accept Jesus, you know, you start to have lots of troubles. But when we understand God's plan through this passage, he says, I have some methods. I have something to follow. And I will do things as soon as you prophesy. God didn't say, look, Ezekiel, sit down and you are going to see miracle happen. I'm going to put tendons. I'm going to be putting flesh. I'm going to breathe breath on them. No, God didn't say that. God said, I will do this, but your mission is to prophesy. Say with me, prophesy.
Prophesy.
Tell somebody, your mission is prophesy.
Your mission is prophesy.
Friends, let me tell you something. If you don't say anything, nothing is going to happen. God moves when you move. God moves when you open your mouth and he fills you with his glory and you start to say words that change people's lives. Amen.
Amen.
So as soon as God said, okay, if you said to me, I know if bones can come alive, yes, I can do this. Yes, but I need you. By the way, I don't need you, but I want to need you. I need to use you. And you are going to prophesy. Start to walk among dry bones and start to prophesy. In other words, start to walk where you live. Start to walk where you have your job. Start to walk around your neighborhood. Start to walk around your family and prophesy to dry bones. And you're going to see what's going to happen. I will move. Because I just need a prophet to say the word. God wants to use your voice. God wants to use your powerful voice. Say with me, powerful voice.
Powerful.
I was frustrated one day when I bought my first iPhone that came with Siri. And they say words and we are going to do this. But I start to say words, but he didn't recognize my voice. I was so frustrated. I stopped using it. I said, I'm going to type. If I type, he's going to recognize. So it's horrible when your voice is not recognized. But God is saying, as soon as you transmit the word, open your mouth and say something, I will use you.
Amen.
Let me tell you something, friend. God wants to wake up dry bones in the post of kills. He wants to wake up dry bones when you are waiting for somebody in the street, when you are walking around, when you are in the doctor's queue, when you are waiting for something, waiting for a bus, waiting for a train. There are always dry bones around you, just waiting for you to say a word, and God will bring all the resources to wake up that person. Okay? It's like when we walk outside, it's like walking in Walking Dead. People are dead. People just breathing. They don't live. They don't have life, because life is only in Jesus Christ.
Amen.
Amen. When people don't have Jesus Christ, they are just existing.
Empty.
Empty. There is no plan. There is no dream. As we saw in the passage, this dream, this vision is about the Israel as a nation. And he said, we have no hope. The nation has no hope, no expectance, no dreams, no nothing. They are just breathing until they die. So these dry bones need to wake up with a new life.
Yes.
And you have a new life.
Amen.
Could you tell somebody, you have a new life?
Amen.
Amen. Amen. So once we start to prophesy upon people's lives, once we prophesy upon those dry bones, what happened? God says about tendons, flesh, skin, and breath. Say with me, tendons, flesh, skin, breath. Because just bones, God doesn't use just bones. Can you imagine if some bones come along this place and come to preach? It's horrible. God used the whole body, the whole existence. Okay? So let's see some definition here. Tendons, sinews, is actually a strong band of tissue in the body that joins a muscle to a bone that brings sensibility. Say with me, tendons bring sensibility. Number two, flesh. Flesh is the soft substance between the skin and bones of animal or human bodies that we define structure. Say with me, structure. So flesh is a structure. Now, number three, skin. Skin is the layer of tissue that covers the body. That means protection. Say with me, protection. And then in the end, breath. The air, breath is the air you take into your lungs and send out again. This is the life of Jesus Christ inside of us. Okay? So, for a valley of dry bones to be transformed into an army or into a good church, we need tendons, flesh, skin, and breath. So let's see each one of these parts right now. I'm going to give you some definitions. Tendons is actually the spiritual sensibility. Amen? Developing intimacy in a strong relationship with God. Then when we do this, we are developing spiritual sensibility. We are very sensitive to God. God say two words, you understand exactly what he's talking about. And that means when we walk with God, when we are very close to him, we are very intimate to him. He can say anything to us. It's not in this way that when we have good friends, when you meet somebody just for the first time, you don't say too much, isn't it? You don't say too much. Some Brazilian people, they do this. But I know you guys, you British, you are very reserved. You know, you wait for the right time to say things, to open your heart, to open your life, to open your house. Yeah, I know that. So developing this intimacy with somebody, then you are able to share your heart. You are able to go straight into the problem. So God wants to bring us into this level of spiritual sensibility in order to be sensitive to the Holy Spirit and tell words that needs to be done. To say words that needs to be said. To bring a blessing that needs to be blessed. To bring freedom for those who are in prison. Being sensitive concerning God's things make us know his secret. The more you are intimate to God, the more you are sensitive to God, you start to know his secret. God has some secrets. He has some plans that he wants to share it with somebody else. Share it with you. As in the same day he shared that plan to wake up those dry bones, he spoke to the prophet. And the prophet said, you know God. If you want to do that, you can do that. And God just said, prophesy. And you're going to see what's going to happen. So tandems is something that we need to have in our lives to bring spiritual sensibility, to feel God every time. Friends, I don't know how long do you take when you come here on Sunday morning to start to feel God's presence. I feel God's presence since I'm in my car, because I come driving and praying, driving and singing some songs. I come worshiping the Lord. While the band is here just doing sound check, I start to walk in this corridor and pray. I go to the ending room or there, and I start to pray, Lord, bless every single one that is going to come today. But when the service starts, I'm full of God's glory. I'm already here. The glory is already here, amen? Amen. But some people, friends, do you know their old cars that they need to some people that, not you guys, just people that don't come. You guys are perfect, okay? Some people, they come to the service, but they are so cold. And the worship team is here. Once again, another song. Oh, wow, it's hard. Third song. Oh, finally. When you find God's presence, the worship time just finished. You didn't enjoy the whole worship time. But God's sensibility, spiritual sensibility, is something that when you come, your spirit is already there, prepared to enjoy God's presence. Amen?
Amen.
Deuteronomy 10 verse 12 says, and now Israel, what does the Lord your God require of you? But to fear the Lord your God, to talk in all his ways, and to love him, to serve the Lord your God with all your heart and with all your soul. Do everything for God with your heart, with your soul. Don't do anything, oh, tough day for me today. No. What else God put in those bones? Flesh. Flesh is a spiritual structure. He strengthens me. He strengthens us, bringing us from the weakness, this very weak life, into a very strong life. God restores you from this situation of need to give you more and more in abundance. God supplies every need in you to make you stronger, to make a very strong soldier. So a spiritual instructor is something that makes us a fighter. When we are a fighter, we prepare ourselves, we prepare our body, we prepare our souls, we prepare everything to win. I remember the day Josh went to fight in Watford. I said, Josh, I'm sorry, I support you in everything, but I'm not gonna come. Because if you don't, I didn't say this part. Because if you lose, I want to kick that guy. That's gonna be my desire. Come cope with it. So now you're gonna face me, and he's gonna defeat me also. So it's gonna be two. So to be a good fighter, we need to have a good structure. And good structure just come from God. Amen. When you read the Bible, when you learn from Him, when we pray for one another, when you do your one-to-one discipleship, when you come for the cell group, when you come on Sunday morning, you receive. upon you. We have to have power, amen? To change the world, God is giving us a spiritual structure. So He gives you sensibility. He gives you a spiritual structure. And also, number three, He gives you skins. What is the skins, we said? God's protection. God protects you as a soldier, as a fighter. God protects you to see you winning always. Because God doesn't have any pleasure to see you being defeated. God doesn't have pleasure in your deception. He has a pleasure when you overcome. Amen? God cares about us, friends. And His angels look after us all the time. The angels really enjoyed the mission to actually do this job. But God said, this mission is for my people. And you guys, all the angels, you guys must help them. Okay? So, in God's protection, we can find a shelter against the evil attack. And protection against any evil attack against your life. Devil is always trying to defeat you. He never gives up. Is that good news for you?
Yes.
Devil never gives up. Never. You overcome him today, tomorrow he comes with another strategy. You overcome him tomorrow, the following day he comes with another strategy. Always to put you down. Always to destroy your faith. Always to bring deception into your heart. Friend, let me tell you something. Against every spirit of deception, against every spirit of sadness, against every spirit of destruction in your faith, in your belief, in your heart, God is in there to say, prophesy to dry bones. Prophesy to yourself. What do you say when you are about to face some challenge in your life? What do you say? Oh, life is so hard. Why life is so hard? I think we have too many whys in our lives. Instead of saying why, instead of asking why you are going through it, ask God, what is your plan for me in this circumstance? Because in everything we can get, God wants us to overcome. He doesn't allow us going through circumstances that will destroy our life. He's our shelter. Say with me, God is my shelter.
God is my shelter.
Against any evil influence. So Psalm 91 verse 4 says, are you there? Psalm 91 verse 4 says, He shall cover you with His feathers, and under His wings you shall take refuge. His truth shall be your shield and your buckler. Do you need anything else?
No.
Do you need anything else? When we have God, when Jesus is your Lord and Savior, friends, let me tell you something. There is no chance for the enemy. There is no chance for dry bones. Keep like dry bones. Every person you meet, every person you have on your way can have their lives changed as soon as you open up your mouth. As soon as your life is in God's hands, you will never be dry. And you are going to transmit this life that comes from Jesus Christ. Amen.
Amen.
Are you with me? Number four. The last one. Breath. The life of Jesus in our existence. Every grave will be opened, says the Lord. Death no longer have dominion upon us. Death has no dominion upon your life anymore. Amen.
Amen.
Do not accept any dominion that is not the dominion of the Holy Spirit upon your life. Everything you are and everything you have comes from God. Amen.
Amen.
Without God's breath, people are just corpses, cadaver, carcass. Is that we see outside? People just walk around. They have no meaning. They have no plans, no dream, no hope, no nothing. No faith. But when we open up our mouth, people start to feel that there's something different in there. Those words will transform people's lives. Friends, the Bible says that He just needs you to open up your mouth and start to say words. When you see people like dry bones, when you see people that they are totally empty, they don't have anything inside of them, just believe and start to say words. You are going to experience something amazing because some words is going to come through your mouth, and then you're going to tell yourself what those words came from. Because I never thought saying those words came from heaven. Came from heaven. The only thing God needs is your heart, your mouth, your saying, your sharing. And when you say those words, Lord, God say, can this dry bone wake up? Lord, you know, if the time is now, maybe you were in the train, maybe you were in the bus, maybe you are driving, maybe you are walking around, but if you see some dry bones going to die in a few days, just declare, just prophesy, just be God's voice.
Amen.
Amen. Amen. Say with me, I need to be God's voice.
I need to be God's voice.
Amen.
Amen.
Being God's voice, friend, is actually being God's voice. When He wants to say something, He's going to use your life.
Amen.
You don't need to go to, you know, any Bible college to become a theologians to preach the gospel.
Yeah.
No. You need it to get deeper in your knowledge. And not to preach the gospel, because preaching and sharing the gospel is about your experience. How many of you guys has a great experience with Jesus here in this room?
Amen.
Do you have any good experience with Him?
Amen.
If somebody say God doesn't exist, what do you say?
He yes, He does.
Give them
does.
Your testimony. Mm-hmm. Yeah. Mm-hmm. Yeah. You know, one time in the Bible, one of my favorite verses in the Bible is when they came to a guy and they start to, the rulers, they start to inquire from him some questions, because he was just healed by Jesus. He was blind and now he is seeing. And they said, do you know this guy who performed this healing, this miracle in your life? Do you know him? He's the Son of God. He tells us many words of blasphemy. We can't accept this. Do you know this guy? Do you know this guy? Do you know this guy? The ex-blind said, I don't know anything about this guy. One thing I know, I was blind, now I can see. This tells you everything. I don't care about you say who he is. I know one thing, I was blind, and now I can see. Wow. testimony speaks louder than any word.
Amen.
Amen. So that's why we must have the first, the tendons, which is spiritual sensibility. Have this relationship with God. Have a testimony to say every day. What is your last testimony with God? Was when you got saved? Are you still saying thank you for your salvation? Okay, I do this. But after my salvation, I had so many experiences with God that I need to be thankful for.
Yeah.
What is your last experience? What is your last experience that God performed something supernatural in your life? Let people know it. Last night? Well, well, don't Jay. That's my man.
You're the man.
When was your last experience with God? Last week? Last year? Or last night? Or yesterday? Let's say yesterday. God wants to reveal Himself to you every single day. Develop your sensibility to Him. And you're going to see Him. Amen. The more you are open to see Him, the more He's going to reveal Himself to you.
Amen.
And you're going to be so full of His glory that you are going to be talking about Jesus even when you are sleeping. Even when you are sleeping. I still love my kids. I still love my kids. But when they were a kid, when they were a kid and they were at home playing among them, do you know what kind of, you know, playing they used to do? Let's play as a church. And Vanessa always a preacher. Always a pastor. Yeah. Why? Because when you are full of something, you want to do this all the time. I'm not saying coming here every day. I'm saying coming to God every single day.
Amen.
Because He is the source of our lives.
Amen.
And the life God gives to you is for you to share to those dry bones.
Amen.
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 Friends, I'm very happy when I see some celebrities accepting Jesus. Because they experience so many experiences. They experience everything in life. Money, good life, you know? All things that Hollywood can give. All the pleasure, thank you. All the pleasures of life. And now they say, after everything, I chose Jesus. I chose Jesus. Why these guys? I know sometimes when we see Hollywood, oh, I wish I would be there. I would live in that house, the same house like Simon Cole lives. Oh, wow. Nice swimming pool, nice weather all the time, the whole year. But the guys, they have it. They are chosen Jesus. Because this death is not enough. They are still dry bones. They are still dying. Even though they have everything in life, they are still dying. Somebody said once, I found someone who was so poor that the only thing he has is money. So money doesn't make you rich. Money can buy something, but not salvation.
Amen.
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 And salvation is about hearing the word from the prophet. And you are Ezekiel today. Are you happy for that?
Amen.
You are Ezekiel today. Say with me, I'm Ezekiel.
I'm Ezekiel.
And I will say, dry bones, wake up. Wake up. Wake up. Wake up. Wake up. And exactly when the message says that there was a noise when he just said those words. Bones start to come to your bones. They start to have connections. They start to have, you know, link again. And then God brought tendons. God brought flesh. God brought skins. He gave his breath. And then the dry bones became a big army. Amen. So as a church, friends, we are a church. We must be a church of Ezekiel. When you go outside, let's prophesy God's life. Are you up for this?
Amen.
Sometimes you don't need to say one single word. Just your attitude. Sometimes the way you shake somebody's hand. No, hallelujah. Okay. Just through your eyes, you can show Jesus. And then tendons is going to come. Flesh is going to come. Skin is going to come. And the breath of life will come through. And people will say, every time I talk to you, I feel something different. Has somebody said it to you sometime? Yeah? Every time I talk to you, I feel something different.
There's something about you
there.
Can I put my finger out there in there?
Yeah. Yeah.
Can I put my finger out there?
There is something about you that I don't know, but every time I speak to you, something, I feel something in my heart. Where is it? Words of life. Even though you are talking about football, rock and roll, holiday, it doesn't mean we need to talk about God straight away. But the way you speak, the way you have your attitude, the way you give attention, the way you share love, is just making dry bones shake and try to find another dry bones, and the connection starts to happen every day. Amen? My challenge for you today is, are you up to wake up and say like Ezekiel, Lord, you know that. If you want to see those dry bones waking up, you can use my life right now. I'm going to say those words. Tendons, come. Flesh, come. Skin, cover. Now, breath of life, come upon them. Let's prophesy life. Let's prophesy life. God gave you life for you to share life.
Amen.
Let me tell you something. Nobody gives what they don't have. We must have life to share life. Amen. Let's all stand up. Develop this sensibility toward you, Lord.
and we will receive the word. We will receive the message. And they will say, they will prophesy. How many dry bones we have around us, in our neighborhood, in our family, inside of our house, in places where we go every day. How many dry bones we can see? And they are just waiting for a voice to say, tendons come, flesh, skin, breath. They are just crying out. Because there is no hope, there is no dream, there is nothing in there. Only destruction. But God comes to bring all the difference in their lives. In the same way God did with you one day. Let the Holy Spirit use you now to change people's lives. Wherever you go, whatever you do, be Ezekiel. Be a prophet.